Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today, Covered California is expected to release a list of the health plans and rates offered this fall to as many as 5 million people. The success of the Affordable Care Act depends on currently uninsured, healthy consumers buying into the insurance marketplace. But many of those people are young adults, and those who've been watching the rollout of ACA worry young adults will be put off by the premiums. The California Report's health reporter, Mina Kim, explains.
Most of us know someone who doesn't have health insurance. In my case, it's my little brother, David Kim.
The katsu curry, the chicken.
I meet Dave as he's grabbing a quick lunch from a Japanese food truck in San Francisco's financial district.
Yeah, spicy. It's fine.
It's Monday, a day he likes to call his monster day, because after putting in 9 hours at his temporary research job, he'll put in another 4 hours as an SAT tutor. Neither job is long-term, nor comes with health benefits. With such a precarious work situation, my 29-year-old brother says he just can't afford health insurance.
I'm totally aware that if I get sick, then I'm, like, doomed, you know, financially. And maybe that's not a very financially sound decision to make, but there's nonetheless a risk that, for the time being, I feel that I'm prepared to take.
Young adults, 18 to 34-year-olds, make up more than 40% of California's uninsured, though they're less than 30% of the population. And according to many health reform advocates, they're the ones who could make or break Obamacare.
The success of this law really does depend on getting young people insured and frankly, getting everyone insured.
That's Larry Levitt, a health policy and insurance expert with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Levitt says in less than 5 months, a key piece of Obamacare will go live, state-based insurance exchanges, known as Covered California here. That means millions of Californians without employer coverage will be able to go online and enroll in quality health plans with the help of federal subsidies, regardless of their medical history. If the exchange doesn't enroll enough young, healthy people, Levitt says insurers will have to hike everyone's premiums.
Insurance premiums are set based on the pool of people who are buying coverage. And if we get only sick people and don't get the young, healthy people into the insurance system, it's going to mean premiums are much higher.
The health law has plenty of incentives to engage young people in insurance. They can stay on a parent's health plan until they're 26, for example. Some qualify for expanded Medi-Cal, the state's health insurance program for the poor. On Covered California, there will be generous federal tax credits to help individuals who make up to $46,000 a year buy insurance. People under 30 will have the option of buying bare-bones catastrophic plans.
And the premium for that plan should be a lot less expensive than the other insurance options available to people.
Still, getting young adults to buy insurance won't be easy. Levitt says the financial penalty for not having coverage next year is fairly small, either $95 or 1% of income. Also, fears abound that young people's premiums will skyrocket because the health law limits the difference in price between plans for the young and old. And there's still just a lot of confusion about health reform. That's where Tamika Butler comes in.
So as you can see, you can find a doctor, you can go to our FAQs, and then there's our waiting room game.
Butler runs the Los Angeles chapter of Young Invincibles, a nonprofit advocacy group trying to get the word out about the health law's benefits. At a coffee shop, she shows me a mobile app her organization developed that helps people find and rate cheap health care and answer questions about the Affordable Care Act. If you want to reach young people, get them on their cell phone, she says, because young people are gateways to getting hard-to-reach minority communities insured, too.
You see it when there's a young, you know, child translating for a parent at school or helping them figure out a complicated financial aid form, and it's the same for healthcare.
Butler says it's a misconception that most young people forego health insurance because they believe they're indestructible. She says her group's polls and outreach activities have shown that the more they learn about coverage, the more they want it. Peter Lee, who runs Covered California, says he hears the same thing.
We've been having focus groups, surveys, and young people throughout California aren't saying that they don't want to have health insurance. They're saying they can't afford it, and they are looking for the security that health insurance provides.
Lee says the exchange is planning to launch a major media campaign aimed at young people this summer and to reach out to students on college campuses, at trade schools, and low-wage jobs. As for my uninsured brother David, he says he has felt a bit vulnerable being without health coverage since he finished graduate school last year.
It was the other day I went ice skating. I went at the wall like full speed and then my skate edge like slipped and I almost fell forward like face first into the wall. And then I think at that point I realized that I was reminded that I don't have health insurance.
Covered California officials are expected to unveil today a tentative list of the health plans and rates that will be offered on the exchange come October. Dave says he promises to look into it. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Now here's another in our occasional series on volunteers in California called The Giving State. Today we meet a criminal defense attorney who coaches a mock trial team at El Camino High School.
My name is Emily Andrews. I'm a criminal defense attorney in San Mateo County. I am here with my mock trial team from El Camino High School in South San Francisco.
Good evening, Your Honor. My name is Shannon Zarowski, Z-U-R-A-W-S-K-I, and I will be delivering the direct examination of Cameron Douglas and Tony DeLuca, and I will be cross-examining Adrian Vega and Taylor Bard.
The students have been preparing a criminal case. It's a hit-and-run case. And the kids, some of them are attorneys, some of them are witnesses, and they prepare to put on an entire trial.
The evidence presented by these witnesses will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Adrian Vega is guilty of felony hit-and-run.
These kids are not receiving credit or grades, and I think a lot of them do it because they learn public speaking skills. They learn how to think on their feet. So we're going up against schools. We don't know what questions they're going to ask our witnesses, so they have to be ready for anything, and I think those are really valuable skills. Law is an art form and not a science. It's been a challenge to help the kids find their way around the information and navigate the amount of information that they're being fed. But putting all that together, actually learning how to find their own voice.
I've received the evidence. I've heard the arguments. I am now going to say first, give yourself a hand. Take a breath.
Emily Andrews was interviewed by our intern Gina Shalaba. Listen to all our volunteer profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Thursday, May 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.